Great. All right. Welcome back to the Outcast Podcast. This is episode 2.
Hell yeah. Fucking episode 4, actually.
Goddamn. No, we don't talk about that.
This probably won't be that long, though, because I'm going to have to go pretty soon. Probably be like 10, 15, 20 minutes. 25,
30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. Well, I'm pretty sure your mom's not going to be on time.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not.
You know, I was fucking thinking, like, how did I learn how to talk? Like, how did my parents teach me how to talk? Like, you got to think about it. Like, all I could say was, that's all I could do.
Yeah.
How'd they teach me to say words? That's pretty impressive. Or to count, multiply, any mathematics.
It's nuts.
I don't understand. How did I learn how to talk?
Well, dude, talking for some reason has always tripped me out. Like, it's just sounds.
Yeah, talking is weird.
Because it's just sounds. But sounds make words, and that makes sense to us. Because, like, it's like a Chinese person. A Chinese person came in here and was like talking in Chinese, we would be like, dude, you're just making the weirdest gibberish sounds. But then he'd think the same thing about us. But it makes sense to us.
That's weird. What the fuck is going on?
That's like some shower thoughts.
Honestly.
I hate thinking about words.
I don't know, man. Talking is just, it's weird.
You want to know what else I hate thinking about?
What?
How you can see your nose.
What? Oh, yeah. God damn it.
But you never noticed it.
No.
It's been like that since we were born. Never noticed it. Can't stop looking at my nose now.
Now I can't stop thinking about it.
Because if you close one eye, you can see it right here.
God damn.
Yeah.
Life sucks when you think about it. We just kill ourselves.
I'm down.
Hey, okay, no. Yeah. We're not uploading the last one, so right. I gotta say this again.
Right.
Fuck. Satchel.
Oh, that's right.
I want that to be well known to everybody and anyone and all the animals, penguins, whatever, elephants. I hate Satchel.
I hate that kid.
I hope he kills himself.
There you go. Done.
Actually, wait, no, I don't condone him killing him. Actually, yes, I do. I want him to kill himself. All right, we're good.
I ran it, sweet.
Dude, you can't throw anything into the trash can.
If that did not go in there,
you killed yourself.
I killed myself. Oh wait, no, I already asked you.
Fuck, dude, what the hell? You fagoot?
You want gum? You can have gum now.
I don't have my retainer case.
Dude, you don't need your retainer to have gum.
Huh?
To have gum. Want gum?
I'm good. No, I mean, I don't want to, like, take out my retainer and leave it right here because you can get germs and shit all over it.
Oh.
Because I didn't bring the case. But I'm good right now. Right. You know what I gotta do? I gotta pee.
Go pee?
But I'm gonna wait.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shoot. Because then it's gonna be kind of awkward.
It's gonna be you.
Yeah, that's a little awkward.
I mean, I could pause it. But I'll wait.
You want to take it? Okay.
I pissed for 3 minutes.
That's true. Last podcast. Or, well, we didn't talk about that, did we?
We talked about... Oh, no, we talked about how old we are.
That's true.
Because we're old men.
That's right, we are old men.
So old.
Yeah, dude, I was so tired.
What the hell? Dude,
why was I so tired? Why am I so tired, dude?
Makes sense, though, because you are older than me, because I wasn't that tired. I was fine.
Oh, yeah, I am older.
You're older than... Shit. You're older than me by, like, 2 months, so you are older. You're an old man. More so than me.
Yeah. Damn it.
Old man, dude. Hey, my sciatica's gone, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No more pain.
My shoulder still hurts.
You're older than me.
Yeah. Dude, it hurts so bad. I was during the movie, I was moving, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I can't.
Dude, when I woke up I woke up on your bed, I cracked my back, and there were like 30 cracks. It's a crack, crack, crack. I think I just broke my back. Because I, for some stupid reason.
It's a stiff bed.
I fell asleep on my back, too.
Oh,
and so I woke up and I was just.
You never sleep on your back.
I sleep on my side. Or, like, sometimes I wake up and I'll be sleeping on my stomach. I'm like, how the hell did I get here? But But no, because I fell asleep on my back, so it was like, it's just not how I sleep. Mm. So I cracked my back, and it was just crack, 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 crack. It's like, shit.
I can fall asleep in any way.
Really?
Yeah. Back, side, stomach. I think stomach's my favorite, but it fucks up my neck.
Yeah, well, because, wait, you go like this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't sleep, like...
Dude, some people sleep like that.
You're gonna kill yourself. You're gonna actually suffocate.
I've woken up like that. You don't suffocate.
How do you not die?
How do you die?
Gotcha. How do you
no,
not
I,
die?
I don't know. I woke up like that. I was just... Like, shit. What the fuck was going on? I don't fall asleep like that, though. That's uncomfortable.
I could fall asleep like that.
Maybe.
Well...
Man, I fall asleep on my side. On my left side. Tried falling asleep
your
on
face
my right
in
side
the wall.
My head. Yeah.
I can't do that. I don't like it when I... when.
Really? I like that more.
No, I can't. Because the idea of my back is turned to my surroundings, that bugs me.
Yeah, there you go.
My back has to be against the wall. Like, not against it, but like...
I fucking next to it. What's your problem, bitch?
Like,
what's your problem, dude? You got an attitude today, bitch.
Where's that from?
Hodge Twins. You got an attitude today, bitch.
Oh, that's good.
You got an attitude today, bitch.
You got gonorrhea in the mouth.
What? Imagine if you hit gonorrhea in the mouth.
That's
I'd kill myself.
No.
I don't think I'd actually kill myself, though. Because isn't gonorrhea curable?
Yeah, it's curable.
Oh, you're fine.
That's probably what that... You remember that video? That guy popped a pimple in the back of his throat?
Oh, dude, I'm throw up. I don't think
that. He probably had gonorrhea. That's probably what it was. Can you pop gonorrhea?
Oh, dude, nigga, I don't feel too good.
You almost...
Oh, dude,
like
I saw
times.
Something on Best Score. Oh, shit, dude, I saw something. My nigga, he chopped off. Oh, dude, he got a knife and he castrated himself.
Oh, dude.
Oh, and he had the ball in his hand.
Dude, no. Why would
I didn't
do
watch
that?
The video, but I saw the aftermath and the ball was in his hand. Dude, nigga, this is shit, dude.
Please don't throw up on my fork.
I saw my... Oh, God. Why?
What was like the what was it, the prison sex change?
Yeah, you want to be a fucking woman. Like, there's easier routes of doing that. You got to do it twice. But that nigga did it with a razor blade. So it's...
How did the other guy do it, though?
I don't know. Probably not with a... I'm gonna throw... I'm not even gonna throw because it's disgusting. It hurts. It hurts.
My mom was telling me how vasectomies happen. Because we were talking about it. And so she was saying, like, oh, yeah, there's, like, a clamp. And it, like, pushes your balls up. So that way you can see, like, this, like, tube or something. And you, like, they cut it open, and they cut open the tube, and then they grab your, like, this, like, other tube inside of a tube. And then they cut that, and then they, like, do something else, and that's it.
So, vasectomy, that means you... What does that mean again?
Well, you can't have kids.
So you don't... Your splooge doesn't come out?
It comes out, but it's blank. It's like, it doesn't do anything.
Oh.
So,
how the hell does that work?
I have no idea, but... But you can get it reversed, apparently.
Oh, dude, we just get a vasectomy. You don't gotta worry about anything.
Yeah, but then, it's like not like 100% chance. I think your chances of having a kid goes down every time you have a vasectomy and get it reversed.
Yeah, never mind. You know, I don't want to do that. Actually, that's gonna hurt so bad the next day.
Apparently, it doesn't hurt at all. I don't know how, but it doesn't hurt at all.
It's pretty good, dude.
No! That's the worst. What if you can't have kids?
Yeah, that sounds pretty horrible.
I'd rather take my chances of getting some random girl pregnant instead of, like, take my chances of never having a family.
That's true. but
I'm not gonna get a random girl pregnant. So
you got a girlfriend, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck you talking about, dog, nigga?
No,
that'd be horrible.
No,
just splooging out like you got a kid. God damn. But I guess what is that pill? Plan B.
Yeah.
Take the Plan B pill. She can, and baby fucking dead.
Yep, there you go.
It's messed up, but you know what? Don't do that, actually. That's a horrible idea. Mess up, dude.
Oh, shit.
That's what Quadeca dissed KSI for. He dissed him for having an abortion. That his girl took the Plan B pill because he got her pregnant or whatever.
KSI's retarded.
Yeah, dude, Quadeca's diss track was so... I have to pee so bad. Hey, guess what? We're back.
There we go.
Dang it.
Fuck.
Oh, dude, I feel so much better now.
Now that you pee.
You know, I come to think of it, that was like 20 seconds.
Yeah, that was nothing.
I peed for 2 minutes.
Yeah, dude.
Straight. I heard you say it. You're like, Jesus.
Like, Jesus, dude.
I don't even know how it's possible now. I'm thinking about it.
I know, but I gotta pee too. But I'm not going, so I'm fine. I don't have to pee that bad.
Fuck Abraham. Did we say that yet?
No, we said fuck Satchel, but we haven't said fuck Abraham. Fuck Abraham.
Daniel and Ethan.
Fuck Ethan, since they're not gonna hear the other one.
Oh shit.
You. Oh, so sorry. Oh man, that was.
No! Now I gotta remember to.
I was so sorry. That was so stupid. Oopsies.
Oh, dude, I forgot to use my freaking charcoal, dude.
Oh.
My skin is all oily. I gotta use my face wash, nigga.
I need to go buy that freaking horse.
Mane tail, brother. Got some. It's like, dude. It's cool. I gotta get this trim, though, so it grows out the way I want it.
Go get it trimmed, nigga.
But they got no fucking money, bitch. Hey, so apparently we're going to freaking Abraham's date night.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Alright, me and okay, that's good.
It's so fucking weird, dude. It's like, come on, Nick.
Well, I mean, it's not gonna be that weird, is it? I don't know what's gonna happen.
It is a date night.
Is it like? Okay, what is it called? Well, who's gonna be there?
Your parents.
Alright. That's not that bad.
Abraham. Apparently it's sold out.
Oh shit, that's not bad though. It's pretty good. Good for him.
I don't wanna go.
Why?
Abraham.
Well, okay, here's my thing. Is I just don't wanna go because it's gonna be like, are you gonna... You gonna chill with us, man?
Probably not. Oh, no. Probably not at all.
Yeah.
I couldn't. No. Not at all.
Could just be me and you, then.
Because every time I see him, he's texting Rachel. So I couldn't even imagine if she was there.
Yeah. Well, I saw him yesterday, and I was actually able to talk to him. And Rachel was right next to him. So.
Wow.
So.
Making moves, dude.
We're making some progress.
How long did you talk?
Not long, because Carly was with me, and then we had to go. So that wasn't necessarily my fault. That was just because we had to go.
Gotcha.
Or his fault, that's what I meant. It wasn't his fault, because we had to leave.
Gotcha.
I'm really far away from there.
Yeah, they push. Fucking hear you.
Yeah, shit. Fuck. Alright.
Bang.
God damn. I can do it again.
No. We need to do, like, a trigger warning before you do this shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want our viewers, our non-existent viewers.
Non-existent viewers. Yes, all of our millions and millions of, you know, we have. You know how many viewers we have right now? Million times zero.
Damn, we got a billion times zero.
The whole world times zero is watching us right now, listening to us technically.
Imagine if we blow up. And we got millions of viewers every time. We start live streaming our podcast.
That would be sick.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, no.
Because the people we know would find these.
Oh, yeah. Do we give a fuck? Because we're going to be
actually
rich.
You know, I don't give a shit. I'm going to be 18. I'm going to be rich as fuck.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck you if you don't like me.
But that's it. That's the if. Right now, we're just doing this for fun.
Yeah, it probably never happened.
Probably not.
Especially since we're not, like, spreading the word.
Cause we yeah. Because we can't. Can't spread the word again.
Hey, follow the Outcast on podcast. Niggas.
Go up
to high school. Hey, follow my podcast.
Oh, god dang it. You know a couple of women actually try and listen to it?
Well, the second one, actually, they wouldn't even be able to hear.
True.
But this one...
I'll be able to hear this one. Like, we're, like, a little less than halfway of where we were last time.
Fuck Satchel, dude.
Shit. I hate that kid so much.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but, you know, that's fine. That's fine with me. I don't like him either.
I hate the people he hangs out with, too.
Yeah. He's kind of got a different crowd.
Slightly. I hate everyone.
But, yeah.
All of them. All them bitches.
Yeah. He hangs out with hoe bags. He's a motherfucker, dude. You want to know why? You want to know why I actually don't like him?
Why do you not like him?
Well, I don't know if I should say.
No. Okay, how bad is it?
It's pretty bad. Okay, I don't know if the
as
guy...
In how?
He... did something. He messed around with somebody that...
Say it.
Okay.
Who gives a shit?
Okay.
We gotta expose this nigga.
Alright. From what I heard was that he had messed around with Emily. You remember Emily?
The one you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. Emily, he messed around with Emily, not when I was, you know, when we were talking. So we were done.
Gotcha.
But that was when David and Emily were talking.
David Guerrero?
Yes.
Okay.
So David was like really liked Emily, and Satchel knew that because Satchel was his best friend. But Satchel like made out with her and shit like while they were talking, which obviously is not the same as like as if he slept with her. But it was still kind of like I wouldn't. That's fucked up. You know, you don't do that to a best friend. You know.
Fuck Satchel.
Yeah,
dude.
Fuck Satchel. That's the only reason why I was like, I don't even know if it's true, but I also don't doubt it because I know he made out with Tori.
Really?
Yeah. I guess, dude.
Well, there you go.
God, none of this is going to be true, and I'm just like spreading shit.
You know what is true?
What's
He's
true?
A faggot, and I hate
that's
him.
That's true.
I've always hated him. And I hope he does find this. Kill yourself. I hate that kid. Dude.
Literally go kill yourself.
Literally go kill yourself.
Dude, I think that was one of the, like, that was probably one of the funniest things that has ever happened. What?
It was after the fact that it was funny.
Yes.
It wasn't funny when it first happened.
It wasn't funny when it happened, but...
It kind of just chuckled. And it was actually a couple days after, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like after
a party.
We were thinking about it. We were like, dude, that's freaking funny, dude. It's like, we started saying it again. Dude,
it was after David Guerrero.
That was our
brothers.
First saying. That was
literally
first
go
saying.
Kill yourself.
Literally go kill yourself. That was the first one. Because it wasn't, don't joke about someone, actually do it. It wasn't that one. It wasn't, hey, that's pretty good.
Literally go kill
it
yourself.
It was literally go kill yourself. That was the first one. Damn.
And it wasn't even funny when we first said it.
No, it wasn't. But it was hilarious afterwards, and that's all that mattered.
After Jose's graduation party or whatever.
Correct.
Right?
That was weird. Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
Hey, Jose's a nice guy, though.
Oh, he's a really nice guy.
But that was weird. I didn't like... And then we did YMCA. And I found that video.
That was so weird.
But Jose's a nice guy. He liked my shirt. But I didn't even know him. I don't even know why I got invited.
Because David.
Probably through David.
Yeah.
But
he's a cool guy.
What the fuck happened to David, dude? Now he's gone.
Sad. I don't even know if he knows that Satchel. It was a really long time ago as well.
Yeah, that was junior high days, right?
Yeah.
So
junior high
like 4 years ago?
Yeah, so it was a really long time ago. But still, that's still messed up.
Yeah.
You don't fool around with your best friend's girl.
Are they still friends?
David and Satchel? Oh, yeah.
No.
They hang out all the time. They hang out more than us.
What a faggot.
Yeah. like baggage.
I hate Satchel so much. I hope he dies.
Me too.
I hate that kid.
Fuck that kid. Actually.
Yeah, dude, honestly, I want that to be well fucking known.
But
I hate Satchel. What's his last name? Satchel Miranda Baggett fuckface. I hate him.
I hate you, Satchel. Oh, shit.
I hate him so much. It'd be hilarious if he finds this.
Would it, though?
I wouldn't give a shit. What is he gonna do?
It's
fucking Twig. How's he gonna do? Kid faggot anyways.
Stupid ass nigga.
Stupid ass nigga. You know, I watched the video that changed it all.
Okay.
I found a video today that changed my whole life.
Which one?
Cancer comments by iDubbbz.
Oh, really?
That was it? Something like that. Like, oh, why do you have cancer? Why do you have fucking cancer, you faggot? Like that. Because I remember it was always in my feed. And I'm like, did this guy actually have cancer? What's going on? And I watched the video. I'm like, this guy's funny. And that led to one thing, and then I led to Filthy Frank.
Oh, so you found iDubbbz before you found Filthy Frank?
Yeah, long time before.
I didn't know that. So I think I had known about Filthy Frank.
I think I had known about him, but I never watched him.
Yeah.
But I found iDubbbz first. Right. And then I think David started saying things about... David Guerrero started making like references to Filthy Frank. I'm like, what is that? And then I watched it, and I'm like... My whole life has about to change.
Boy.
And boy, did it.
We're very bad people now. Dude, you remember Hair Cake? And freaking Human Cake and all that. Dude, that was gross.
We should react to those videos.
That was gross.
We should make a reaction channel just like the Jonks.
Oh, we should. The Jonks.
And then Abraham can react with us.
All about the Jonks.
We could react to the some of the stuff on Best Gore.
It could be a good reaction channel, actually. Finally.
Be real.
Yeah.
We could upload it to... Not YouTube.
Shit.
Pornhub?
Probably Pornhub.
I think Pornhub condones violence. And, like, murders.
They condone BDSM.
Yeah, that's not murderers.
Yeah, but that's pretty fucked up.
If it's not somebody getting their face ripped off and then having to eat their own ear while they're being crucified.
No, but... You know.
Maybe we'll upload it somewhere else.
Yeah. Can we get a LiveLeak account?
Maybe.
There you go.
I don't know about LiveLeak, though, because I tried finding that...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, dude, I was really tired yesterday. I was just tired.
Why?
I don't know.
Actually, no, I was really tired as well.
No. Yeah, I was tired yesterday for some reason.
I was really tired yesterday.
No, I wasn't. I was tired today. I'm tired today.
What the... Dude, what?
Yeah.
Make up your mind.
I'm sorry. I was lost in my train of thought.
I was really tired yesterday.
Thought of train?
Seriously.
You like trains?
I do like trains.
Choo-choo, motherfucker. I don't know. Now I'm losing my mind.
Got an attitude, Dave.
You got an attitude, Dave. One of these times we're going to say one of these words too loud and
our life is going to be over.
What the fuck are y'all saying here?
Dumbass niggas.
Nigga.
Fuck it, bro.
Nah, dude, fuck Satchel, man.
It's true.
I hate him. I don't think there's ever been a kid at the church or anywhere that I've hated so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I hated Cameron, but not as much as I hate Satchel.
I thought you liked Cameron. I fucking hated
him. I did at the beginning, and then I'm like, I don't know about this kid, and I hate him, but not as much as I hate Satchel. I don't like Jason, but not as much as I don't like Satchel.
Yeah, Satchel's special and retarded.
He's a fag.
There you go.
I like Nasi a lot. We used to chill out a lot. And then he kicked his grandma and went to military school, so... Don't like Nasi anymore.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
I used to chill with that kid all the time.
Though. Nasi would do that, though.
Actually, I don't even know if that happened. That's what I heard. I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
He's like, just so random.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he went to military school. I don't know why.
That's true. Well, but, I mean, he was a pretty bad kid.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. Hey, I told him I was like, hey, bro, we should skate sometime, because he came up to the high school one Sunday. And I, hey, bro, I shook his hand. It was one of those weird handshakes, though, where the whole time we were talking, it was this.
That's weird.
It's like, what? And he was like this close to my face. And he had a tooth that was all jacked up, and I couldn't help myself but look at it.
It's probably from smoking.
Yeah, it was sticking out over here. It was bad.
Oh, no, that's not from smoking.
I was staring at it. I wasn't even looking at him in. I wasn't even looking him in the eyes. I was staring at his You got an attitude, baby. That's disgusting. I don't want to touch it. What were we talking about? I used to hang out with Noxie all the time, dude. Especially, like, VBS days.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I remember, dude, one of the best memories I ever had. Oh, god damn. I was in fifth grade, he was in sixth grade. And you know, at the end of sixth grade VBS, you'd get, like, a bunch of chips and stuff?
Yeah.
He got, like, three bags, like, family-sized bags of, like, Lay's. Potato chips. He's like, nigga, didn't say that. He's like, we're gonna go to your house and we're gonna play Halo for like 8 hours and we're gonna film all of it.
There you go.
And we're gonna beat the whole game. And we did.
Are you
and
serious?
I filmed all of it and I had to delete it because it took up too much space.
No. Was it on your?
Actually, I think I only filmed like 30 minutes.
Was that on your camcorder?
I didn't even mean to film. No, it was on my iPod. I don't think I was going to film all of it, but I didn't know I was going to film, like, 30 minutes.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, man, I got to do this shit, it's too much. But, yeah, I remember he had those two bags, and I'm like, we're going to play Halo, dude.
There you go. Oh,
man, we fucking play Halo, dude. Those are good memories. And then you just kind of fell off the deep end.
That sucks. We got older.
Yeah, he's only a year older than me. Maybe a year and a half.
That sucks.
But, I mean, I don't know. Couple people have done that. Santi fell off. I mean, not in that.
Not in that way, yeah.
But he fell off. He's gone.
No.
Kind of sad. I don't know what happened. Just didn't ever talk to me ever again. We touched. Oh, actually, no. Nobody's heard about this.
Oh, that's right. Nobody has heard about that.
Santi just
bounced off the edge.
He bolted. Yeah. Every time I don't even say hi anymore. It's just kind of awkward.
Yeah.
It's weird because I used to hang out with him all the time.
It does suck. Growing up sucks. Everything gets complicated.
Everything does get complicated. When I was a 7, nigga, I was chilling.
Yeah.
I don't even know what. 7 is 2009. Legos. Was that 10 years ago? Legos.
Because I would say, I don't think we did anything besides Legos for about, until we were about what?
9? 11.
11.
Because 11 is when we started playing. No.
Well, Plants vs. Zombies was the first one, right?
Okay, actually, Plants vs. Zombies was when we were either 8 or 9.
Right.
And I started playing Minecraft when I was 9, because it was 2011.
Okay.
So that, and then Minecraft changed the game.
Yeah.
We'd go to Friday school, we'd talk about Minecraft. We'd go to Friday school, we'd talk about, Fallen Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sing all the lyrics, because we were freaking
faggots.
Yeah. But I'm glad we grew up with Minecraft and not Fortnite.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's just... is.
And Legos. And Plants vs. Zombies.
Minecraft made us creative, I feel like.
I mean, I'm still not creative for shit.
But I feel like it gave us more of an imagination, yeah. I guess, would be the right word. Fortnite just makes you brain dead.
Yeah, I would hate life if I grew up with that. All my childhood memories.
I would hate... Yeah, you're right. Like... Being born in, like, 2000, what? All these freaking Fortnite kids are, what, 12?
12, being born in, like, 2007. Seven.
Eight. That would suck.
Because when Minecraft came out, they would have been 2.
Yeah.
They would not be playing Minecraft. And if they were to be playing Minecraft, probably when they were, like, 6 or 7. That'd be, like, 2015.
Yeah. Oh, 2015.
No, 2012, 2013, around there.
By that time, what was out by then?
We were still playing Minecraft, but we were also playing Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2 came out in 2012.
Black Ops, almost all of the first Call of Duties were really, really good.
Everything behind Ghost, MW3, yeah. Black Ops 2, MW2, Black Ops, World of War, MW4, all that action. Or no, not MW4, Modern Warfare.
Yeah. But then, freaking, what's it called? It was Ghost, and then Advanced Warfare, and then that was it.
Black Ops 3, Infinity War, and then Black Ops 4 now, I believe. Oh, no, World War 2, which was actually all right, and then it sucked. And now Black Ops 4, which I spent $100 on and never played again. Wow. And what's crazy, too, is that World of Warcraft came out when I was 2.
Yeah.
And I'm just now playing it.
That's nuts. Franchise to hold its own for that long. Damn. Yeah. Damn.
And they have such a, you know, consistent player base that are spending $15 a month. Well, not all of them. But, because I'm not going to do that shit. I'm going to farm my way. But, it came out when I was 2. Terraria came out when I was... I actually played Terraria more than Minecraft.
Really?
I like Terraria more, too. Just because I played it more. And my computer could actually run it. My computer couldn't really handle Minecraft because it's a potato. Now I can get like 500 frames on it. We're good. But back then I played Terraria mostly. Santi got me into a lot of things.
Yeah.
He showed me a lot of YouTube channels. He showed me the first YouTube channel I ever watched that I'm still subscribed to this day.
Which one?
Bat Clone. Hasn't uploaded in like 2 years. He kind of quit. But I'll watch his videos sometimes and I'll be like, man, good times.
Is Toby?
Tobuscus?
Yeah, Tobuscus. Is he still going?
Yeah, he's kind of dead, though.
That's because of the pedophile things, right?
Yeah.
Or rape?
No, rape. It was rape. But, I don't know, man. And then he showed me Terraria. He showed me Minecraft. It was Minecraft, then Terraria.
Yeah.
But I remember Calvin was there at Santi's house. And Santi was showing me Minecraft, and he was going through, like, a tunnel and placing torches. Like, what are you doing? What is this game?
Mm-hmm.
It's Minecraft. And then the next day, I bought it, and he came over. You know, that's crazy to think about. I think every day when I was younger, I was chilling with a friend. Like, every day. Every
Seriously?
Day a week. Yeah.
Wow.
Or, like, 5 days a week, I would be hanging out with a friend. Whether it be you, Abraham, Santi, Nasi, Jason... Jojo.
Motherfucker.
You got an attitude today? I'm not joking though, man. I was a lot more social back then than I am now.
Yeah.
But it's just because I don't care anymore. I just want to play video games.
Yeah.
But back then, I was hanging out with friends every day. Because, like, I couldn't play Minecraft in my house while you're playing at your house.
Correct.
Because, first of all, there was no Discord. There probably was Skype, but we were too stupid and young to understand it. We couldn't even do, like, servers, because I don't think you were even allowed to play on them.
No.
I couldn't type to save my life. So we're like, if we want to play Minecraft, we got to group up.
Yeah.
You got to come over, I got to come over to your house.
Yeah.
So.
That's how it went.
That's just how it went down. Which is honestly lit.
It's better that way.
Yeah.
Because then we got to interact. Because then we're going to play Minecraft or doing something else.
Yeah.
I usually just play Minecraft.
Good times.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't have a laptop, though, so I felt so, like, out of place.
Yeah.
Because, like, you had a laptop, and Abraham had a laptop, and Sandy had a laptop. You know? So we went over to your birthday party. I was like, man, this is going to suck, penis.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a laptop. But, I mean, it worked. I don't know what I did, but it worked.
And then we just took turns, because Daniel didn't have a laptop either.
Were we hanging out with Daniel at that time? We all came over to your old house? No, wait, we knew Daniel at your old house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, remember that one picture? It's on my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Was that the birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude. We had good times.
Really good times.
I didn't even think about how social I was, though, because school was a joke.
For sure.
Well, it's 1 + 1. Easy, you know? It'd take 30 minutes to do all my school. Or not even, or, you know, maybe an hour or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so easy. And then after that, it's like, I mean, what am I going to do? I didn't even know what YouTube was.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? You know? Got to chill with some friends. But the only way to get to you guys was to go through my mom.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't text you. Remember, I still have the letters you wrote to me, though.
That's right, me too.
Yeah?
Me too.
You're like, how's the Tall Nut going in Plants vs. Zombies? Mm-hmm. Like, damn, I forgot about these letters. Because there's no other way of communicating.
Isn't that nuts? That's nuts, man. Because there was a way of communicating, but
we were too young. We didn't have a phone when we were 8 or 7.
Now everybody's got a phone at the age of 6.
I know, that's ridiculous. Honestly, it was so much better before we had phones. Because there's a lot more interaction. And the letters we only did once, I think.
Once or twice,
because I have two. But I think it was just a response to the one I sent you. But good times. But it is a lot easier to, if we are going to do something, it's a lot easier to connect now.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, oh, mom, can you text Sam's mom to see if he could come over today? Like, you don't got to do that shit. Let's text you, say, what up, nigga? Let's do something.
Yeah.
And then once we can drive, it'll be even more easy. So.
Yeah. We do a lot more, too.
Do a lot more. Can go a lot more places. Do a lot more shit.
Can't wait. This Friday, hopefully, I get my license.
There you go.
Take you places.
Take Abraham too. Yo!
What's up? Oh.
Take three of us.
You're right.
Do some shit for like the podcast. We could take like a sick picture and then that can be the background for it.
You're right.
Maybe even take a video. We could start a YouTube channel.
That would be fun.
We totally could.
We just gotta get equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, we could use our phone.
It's a good camera.
Yeah.
And then I could just, or one of us could download a editing thing and just make a YouTube channel and just go places and like talk about super shit. Like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the thought.
That'd be lit, though.
That'd be lit. Imagine we made, you know, it would have been super interesting if we would have made, like, a podcast like this, or even just us talking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then listen to it now. And then listen to one of these.
That'd be so cool. I wish we did that, dude.
There's no video of us back then.
Nope.
I mean, I have a bunch on my phone, or my old iPod, but they're, like, minutes, and they're, like, sketches that we would do with our Legos.
Yeah.
I don't have any of us just having, like, a conversation.
Conversations were weird back then, though. Because, like, I don't remember any conversation, to be quite honest. Because it was just all about...
What would we talk about? Minecraft and Legos?
Minecraft, Legos, Terraria sometimes.
That's it. Plants vs. Zombies and Black Ops 2.
I mean, but what do we really talk about now?
Shit.
Yeah, literally.
But, I mean, it's a lot better than what we would talk about before. Because before, I don't even know what we would talk about. Besides Minecraft.
That's true.
I mean, nowadays, you know, we talk about everything.
Yeah.
It's cool, though, because I do have a bunch of, like, I recorded a bunch of things when I used to play Fortnite with Abraham a year ago, and it's just talking about shit.
Yeah.
So, it's cool to go back and, like, listen to. But it would have been cool if I had something 10 years ago, you know? Like, even just, like, an hour of just, like, us and Santi talking, and Abraham and Daniel.
That'd be so cool.
Like, damn, what the fuck were we on?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we... Were we hyper?
Not really. I wasn't really a hyper kid.
I think we were kind of mellow.
We were... What?
It depended. Or not depended. It depend... No.
Independent.
It depended.
The fuck are you trying to say?
No. It, like, Shit, dude. Can't even think properly. Is that the word?
Unless you're independent?
No, like, it depended on the
situation. Oh, it depended, yeah.
Okay, that's the word. Just sounded kind of...
Depended?
Depended?
It would depend. It would depend on the situation. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
Depended sounded weird.
I don't think depended is a word.
I don't know. Who cares? It would have depended on the situation if we were hyper or not.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we would go in your backyard and have lightsaber fights. You're pretty hyper.
Yeah.
Those hurt.
Yes, they did.
And I'm pretty sure some of us got really mad when we got hit by those.
Yeah.
But then other times, you're like, hey, I'm digging a hole to China. Like, all right, may as well join in.
That was fun. That was probably one of my favorite. That is what we should have recorded. You want to know why? Is because that was probably one of the times that we talked the most.
Yeah, because we're digging a hole. What are we also going to do?
No.
We were young, so we were talking about, who knows.
I do remember we talked about 9/11. I should, you know, we were talking about 9/11, even back then.
How old were we? Digging the hole? I want to say like 9.
Yeah.
10?
9 or 10, that shovel was bigger than me. Pretty sure.
Yeah, we must have been really young. We were talking about 9/11.
Yeah.
When we were 9?
Okay. Nothing's really changed.
Nothing. Well.
I mean, okay, a lot has changed.
Okay, our vocabulary's changed.
A lot.
A lot. That's about it.
Seriously, though.
Low key, our vocabulary's changed. We're still just as stupid, if not more, than we were back then.
Yeah. I mean, we know a lot more things to be stupid about. There you go. True.
Christ's sake, we got caught jumping over the fence into someone's backyard.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Nothing.
Bolt the fuck out of there. Got the cops called on us.
For throwing us a freaking cart down the stairs.
Playground. Oh, shit.
What were we thinking? We were hyper then.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, we're old.
We're old as fuck.
Because that was when we were 14. Yeah. Now we're 17 and old and mellow. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to go out. I don't want to find a shopping cart. And I don't want to throw down nothing. Too much energy.
No.
I just want to go on long walks and sit down.
No.
That's about it.
I want to go exploring.
Yeah, I want to go hiking.
No.
Hiking's really fun. But doing all this stupid stuff? Nah, I'm too old for it. Going on top of your roof? Too old for it. Break a hip.
No.
Break my hip.
Break a hip going up it. Fucking ladder.
I'm too old for it.
We jump off, dude.
We jump, and it hurt my ankle so bad. Jeez.
Remember when we spun around?
What were we thinking? We would all hold hands, like 8 of us, and just spin.
Is it weird that I kind of want to do that again, though?
Yeah, low-key, it sounds kind of fun.
It sounds like really but fun.
We should do, one of these days, a reunion.
Yeah.
Us 5 and then David and Andrew.
Yeah.
Do a reunion. And see, well, I don't know if you want David to come, but if you want, he could come too. But he was never really a part of it.
Not really.
So it could, I'd be down to do a reunion. That'd be fun. And dude, we'd have to do the circle, and you'd have to get that bike if you still have it, and we'd have to do the train.
I still have it.
And David would have to ride in front. And we'd all have to do the train. All.
That would be so much fun.
You know how fun that would be? We gotta come up with a plan. Maybe in the summer.
Yeah.
Because that's when we would normally do it.
Yeah.
Do it in the summer. We'll all bring our boards. We'll skate over to the park. David and Andrew, they'll walk by themselves. Because they don't have boards. And we'll, it'll be so great. And we'll all go after church.
Fuck, wait, but David has work.
Well, we'll plan around that.
Alright.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, nobody else should have a job by then. Daniel has a job. Huh?
I might have a job.
Yeah, but are you... We'll plan around it. Yeah, there'll be a Sunday that you're not working.
I would like it to be the first week of summer. That'd be cool.
That would be so... I'm also going to be gone.
Fuck.
We'll go to Arkansas, which I'm actually really excited for. But
when?
Hopefully sometime in June.
Okay.
But I'm going to be done with school May 31st, I think. Which we could, it doesn't even have. Well, no, it should be a Sunday, just for like
old time's sake,
and we should all go after church. But we can't all fit in your car, can we?
Daniel drives, so does Ethan.
Oh, there you go. Wait, how did we all fit in your car before?
I think people would be dropped off. Like,
that's true. Ethan would be dropped off a lot.
Ethan would be dropped off.
Abraham
would be dropped off. The twins would be dropped off.
We should do that. That should be one of our year goals. Mm-hmm. Year reunion.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll bring my board. We'll do a train. We'll spin around in the goddamn circle. Man, I'm too old for that, though. We'll do it, though. That's going to be a fun time. It's going to be kind of... It's going to be kind of weird, though.
It's going to be weird.
What the fuck are we going to talk about? It's going to be hot as fuck, too. And we're going to be in the garage.
Yeah. Should we order pizza or Taco Bell?
What do we used to get? Pizza?
Yeah, but I don't want pizza.
Yeah. I don't know. We can get pizza.
Taco Bell's nice, though. I want tacos, nigga.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll see what we all want. That's going to be a lot of fun, though, I think, if we could actually plan that.
It's going to be fucking lit. So much fun, dude.
I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about, though. Like, the seven of us? What did we used to talk about?
Now, it wasn't that long ago. 4 years ago, right? Or...
No, two years ago. No, 3 years ago.
Yeah. What did we talk about?
It was then? 3 years ago?
Yeah. I would say so.
Damn, 3 years ago. Dude. What did we used to talk about?
What did we used to talk about, dude?
Well, we used to skate, so probably skating. That was probably a part of it.
Yeah.
Movies. For sure.
Movies.
I don't think we were watching TV shows yet. No. I don't even think we were talking about girls.
No.
I think it was movies, skating, and not even memes. Not even memes. We weren't talking about memes.
No. Wow. Times have changed. What? Well, are you okay?
Yeah, it's just, it's going to be weird. Yeah. Seven of us?
I think it was a little bit of a bigger group to talk about girls, though.
Yeah.
Because even if we all got together, I don't... Well, actually, that's not true.
It might come up.
It might come up.
It probably will.
Yeah.
It always does.
Just because back then, it was like, I don't think I should talk about this yet.
Well, back then, we also weren't, you know... We weren't bad people to begin with.
Yeah.
Because we're bad people now.
I was getting there.
Yeah, I think you were getting there. I don't think anybody else really gave a shit.
Yeah.
And it just, it was, it, I think it would have been kind of awkward. Talking about
it. Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know, we weren't bad people. Now we're bad people. But then again, when Dan was there, we're not that bad people.
No.
Which kind of sucks.
We don't talk about pussy. Or, you know.
We don't talk about anything that involves anything bad. We just came up with a brilliant idea.
Brilliant idea.
Reunion.
Amazing idea. And that was...
We need to do these more often.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
We can get together more.
Reunion, nigga.
That'd be so much fun. I still want to get on that Ross reunion.
What?
That Ross reunion? The ROS?
Oh!
The Rules of Survival reunion?
Fuck, dude. I hate that game so much.
I think that would be so... There's five-man squads, too. I think that would be so... Much fun, man.
We totally could.
Totally.
To download it again.
I'm so down.
We could do a Ross reunion. Do that, and then later do a...
It'd be me, you, Daniel, Ethan, and Abraham.
Yeah. But knowing Abraham, he's not going to be able to do it. And the whole time, he's just going to be texting Rachel.
True. Dude, I swear to God. We have to tell him, like... We have to tell him now that we're planning this, so that way he can make sure that a Saturday is clear.
Sunday,
fuck, sorry. And he's not allowed to have his phone. I'm gonna take his phone away.
I swear to God, if we do this and he's just texting her the whole time, I'm gonna punch him in his throat.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be done with him.
That's me, faggot.
We gotta tell him right now. We gotta tell him now. We should call him.
I wanna check up on him.
Call him.
Let's see if he's okay. Because he is in the hospital.
See if he's right. Hey, they might be able to hear Abraham's voice.
They might. Yo, you home, bruh? Nigga? Homegrown nigga?
We gotta tell him, though.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a Sunday.
Nigga toilet.
Oh, yeah, nigga toilet.
Sound good.
You got an attitude today.
He's not going to respond to me.
Oh, well.
I should just call him.
Okay. You could.
He responded to me last time. He responded to me when I asked him if he was okay.
Is that all he sent you was a picture?
I said, love you, man. Oh, feel better soon. Thanks, bro. I got that asthmatic vape. Let me send me a picture. And I said, damn, dude, take it easy. I'm determined. I don't know what he's determined to do, but...
He's determined to take it easy. Dumbass. Yeah. Fucking faggot. Abraham.
You I'm going to call him.
Doing that circle is going to be really gay.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if we should do it.
Should we do it at the park?
Maybe.
That'd be even worse.
Probably. Oh. My fucking neighbor knows me. That's the awkward part.
You know we got to do it, though, right?
I know.
You know we got to do that and the train.
Let's see how this nigga responds.
Should we do it in June?
Well, you're going to be gone.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Or no, 10 days. So that three Sundays.
Beginning, in the beginning of June, or?
I would think in the beginning, or towards the end.
Towards the end?
Not in the middle.
I don't want to bug him.
No, I would just, if he didn't pick up, I wouldn't call him again. Because if he's a faggot, he'll call you back. But it'll be lit.
Yeah, but seriously, I swear to God.
Dude.
I swear to God. I'll actually drop kick him in his nuts.
I'm going to punch him in the throat. I'm going to grab his phone and I'm going to smash it. I'm going to throw it to the ground and I'm going to smash it. I swear to God, if he's on his phone the entire time.
I'm taking it away. I think we should lock our phones away.
Yeah, well, just his. Because I want to take pictures, maybe. True. Maybe take a video because it'll be... We could do a 7-man podcast. Do like an just take an hour out of the day and do a 7-man podcast.
So down. Damn, we are smart when we're on a podcast.
We are
dude.
Smart. Oh, damn. But not... We'd have to do it on your phone.
Why?
Then they would find this one. So we'll do it on your phone.
Alright.
Which is fine.
It's fine.
We're so smart. Reunion? And do a 7-man podcast, even though David Andrew won't say anything.
You know what David Andrew will say? That's alright.
<It's all right. laughs> No, Andrew will not say a word.
No. Freaking David's gonna be...
Dad's gonna be I can't breathe speak.
Oh,
this is a joke. I'm just kidding.
No, wait, hold on.
Was that Abraham?
Yeah.
This is a long pause that's gonna be really awkward.
No. Sorry, can you take a quick call, nigga? So I texted him.
What'd he say?
Nah, mate, I'm not home. Sorry, why? And I texted him, can you take a quick call? Yeah, sure. Alright, calling the nigga.
Calling him. You gotta tell him.
Fuck. Oh.
You gotta tell him, we'll take away his phone.
Hello?
What's up, dude?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Taylor's here.
Hi.
Hi. So...
What's up, dog?
So, we, should we...
No,
tell
me.
Okay,
we're good.
Sorry. So, we were talking right now, and we had this great idea that, you know how on Sundays we would hang out every Sunday? So, we were thinking about doing a reunion, all 7 of us. There would be me, you, Taylor, Daniel, Ethan, and David and Andrew.
Okay.
Probably in the summer.
Like June?
June-ish.
Oh, God, that sounds good, dude.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take away your phone.
What?
You're not allowed to have the phone when the reunion's happening.
Okay.
All right. Then he actually took it.
Hey. There we go.
Oh, fuck. I almost choked on a seat. Okay. Well.
All right. That was easy.
Well, that was easy, but... You down, though?
Yeah, I'm down.
Oh, right, bring your board, too.
Bring your board. You still have a board, right?
Think so. Yeah, I do.
You have an extra one, right?
Yeah, I have an extra one, too.
But okay. We're going to skate to the park, probably.
Yeah. And then... So, yeah, this is going to be lit.
Probably get Taco Bell.
And then we're thinking about doing a 7-man podcast.
I'm Okay.
Just for like a one-time deal. That way we can, you know, listen to it later.
Okay, that sounds good as well. Is that going to be up to hang out as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be after church probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just remember, it's probably going to be in June on a Sunday, so I swear to God, if you plan anything on a Sunday...
Okay.
I swear, don't... Okay, just... It'll probably be in the beginning or the end.
Yeah. I don't know. Just somewhere in June. What? Just make sure... There's only 4 Sundays in June.
Just make sure that the Sunday in June is kind of clear.
Okay.
All right. Sweet. Okay.
We'll get more details later.
Hello? We'll get more details later.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know when you want to have the exact date.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
All right, man. Okay. Get better soon, though. Seriously.
Yeah, feel better.
Later, dude.
All right, man.
Later, Abraham.
Love you.
Bye.
Dude, Abraham's such a nice guy,
He's such
dude.
A nice guy.
Dude, I want to delete that first podcast. I feel so bad. He's like, oh, hi, Taylor. Aw. That's so bad. People. Hey, he was down to take away his phone. Hey, we're going to take away your phone.
Okay.
We have to do that, though.
Yeah.
Because if we don't do that, it's a six-man.
Yeah, it's a six-man podcast. Well, technically, yeah, I mean, that podcast is going to be a five-man podcast because David and Andrew, they're going to laugh. That's about it.
That's about it.
I'm so excited,
dude. I'm so excited. This is going to be so much fun. I swear to God, Abraham has plans.
Anybody has plans.
Yeah. Well, I am leaving. I just don't know when. I might actually leave in May.
Alright.
But I don't know. It'll probably be early June.
Okay.
Because that's when my mom wants to go. And I'm only going for 10 days, so it'd probably be like 3rd or 4th Sunday.
Bring back a babe.
I wish I could. My cousin only has one.
Sounds about another one.
Could you bring a vape on the freaking air?
I think so.
On a plane?
See, why not?
I mean, you wouldn't want to put it in your suitcase.
No.
Fucking explode.
Yeah.
I wish I could, but I don't think I can. But it'll be lit. I'll come back 3rd or 4th Sunday after church. I'll come to your house. And I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do, but we'll figure something out. Honestly,
because we never knew what we were gonna do when.
Yeah, I don't want to drive anywhere though.
No,
I kind of because we didn't do that before. It wouldn't. Yeah. I kind of just want to stay here and then go to the park or go Yogi's or whatever the fuck that place is called.
Oh, dude, they get the best burgers.
Go to 7-Eleven. I just don't want to drive anywhere because that kind of takes out the experience. Because walking is always more fun.
Yeah.
You know, you have better conversations when you're walking.
That's going to be great, dude. It's going to be so good.
That's going to be amazing. And I think it should be from, like, church ends to whenever. Like, maybe 10 or...
Yeah.
Something like that. Because that's when we used to leave. I used to leave kind of early, though.
Yeah.
Because nobody would pick me up. Like, unless Ethan were to take me home. But that's a long time. That's like 8 hours.
Yeah.
We'll do the podcast, whatever. We could go to 7-Eleven and pick up some sodas and chips and shit.
It's going to be so lit.
Oh, we don't get the fucking couch. How are we going to sit out there?
We could probably find a couch from here to, you know, to June.
We could. And then some of us will be skating, I would think.
Yeah.
Because we're all bringing our boards.
Yeah. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be so fucking hot.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's going to be lit, though. We probably just need a couple chairs. And maybe bring out that table to put, like, food and stuff on it.
Yeah.
And then maybe have chairs all around it so we could all sit down and do the podcast.
Yeah.
So there'll be 7 of us. So we could do like 2 on the sides if you want, or 1 on this side and then 3-3.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's perfect.
Boom. Or David and Andrew can just be in a different room because they're not gonna do shit anyways.
Poor David and Andrew.
Yeah.
Why don't they talk, man? Why doesn't Andrew talk? I don't get frustrated, but it's more just like, dude, just talk, man. It's cool.
I don't know.
Like, it's all good.
He's just probably a quiet dude.
Yeah.
What? Let's get to an hour. So we came up with two banger ideas.
Great ideas, man. Good job.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You throw up again?
No, I'm good. Banger ideas. Reunion, podcast, seven-man podcast. Okay, but circle has to happen.
Yeah.
So it just has to happen.
Yeah, it has to happen. She's on concrete.
Oh, my God. I'm going to bring a hoodie or something just to cover up my face.
Why?
Dude, oh, my God. We're going to be spinning in circles.
It's a big-ass circle, too. Holding hands, running, like,
spinning. Well, we'll probably hold like this, right?
Yeah.
Or we could hold hands. I don't even know how that would work. I don't think you can. Well, no, you...
It's going to be so awkward, dude.
And you know what we could do? We could spin around again. And then I could fall and you could... I'm coming for you.
Pretty good.
No, we'll do the circle and we'll skate to the park. And then we'll have a seven-man podcast. We'll just skate around here.
I think it'd be better if we did it at the park, to be quite honest. Because there's going to be more room. Number one, the circle.
People,
yeah, but dude. Then it's just... They're just going to think we're a bunch of autistic kids.
We're not kids. We're like 17. They're 20. David and Andrew are 20.
We should do the train down the mountain.
Alright, huh?
We should do the train down the mountain.
Oh, like old times at the park?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Alright,
Outcast signing out.
Sorry, Outcast signing out. Thanks. But